Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. Starting in Europe today, in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said that deportation flights to Rwanda will start in 10 to 12 weeks. The UK government made a deal with Rwanda to accept people identified as illegal immigrants in 2022. However, legal problems have delayed the plan many times. Sunak said yesterday that flights to Rwanda would continue until people stopped arriving in the UK on small boats.
And the success of this deterrent doesn't rest on one flight alone. It rests on the relentless, continual process of successfully and permanently removing people to Rwanda with a regular rhythm of multiple flights every month over the summer and beyond until the boats are stopped.
In Ukraine, the Ukrainian military has said that it has hit a Russian ship in the port of Sevastopol in occupied Crimea. The Komuna is the oldest ship in the world that is still in active military service, as it was built in 1913. Ukraine said that it hit the ship with a Neptune missile. Ukraine has damaged or destroyed many ships of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, and most of the remaining ships have been moved away from Crimea to avoid being hit. The Russian army is trying to capture the town of Chasiv Yar in Donetsk region to the west of Bakhmut, which Russia conquered a year ago. Russian forces are also continuing to make small gains to the west of Avdiivka, which they conquered in February. Both Avdiivka and Bakhmut were massively destroyed during their capture by the Russian army, and almost no civilians live there. In Luxembourg, European Union foreign ministers met to discuss Ukraine yesterday, particularly providing more air defences. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said that the EU is working for Ukraine every day.
We need more ammunition, we need more launchers, we need to supply interceptors to the batteries that they already have and increase the number of batteries. We are working for Ukraine every day, and today is a day for the member states to see what they can do.
America's In Ecuador, a referendum has approved new security measures related to criminal gangs operating in Ecuador. There has been a dramatic rise in gang violence in Ecuador over the past 3 years, which has turned into an armed conflict in 2024, with President Noboa declaring a state of emergency. On Sunday, a majority of voters agreed to a range of security changes, including allowing the military to patrol streets in towns and roads around Ecuador, and an increase in prison sentences for various crimes associated with gangs. In Haiti, there is continuing fighting between gangs and government security forces. Gangs control most of the capital, Port-au-Prince, where there were reports of loud gunfights this weekend. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has said that he will resign, and a 9-member transitional council is supposed to be taking over soon. Africa. In Kenya, Tanzania, Burundi, and other parts of East Africa, floods are continuing to affect millions of people. In Kenya's capital, Nairobi, vehicles have been stranded and homes flooded. Burundi's government has asked for international help, as over 100,000 people have been displaced by the floods. In Niger, the United States will remove all of its soldiers following a breakdown in talks between the US government and the military junta, which now controls Niger. Most reports say that there are over 1,000 US soldiers in Niger that had been operating a drone facility that targeted Islamist groups in the Sahel region. The military juntas of Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso have been cutting ties with Western countries since taking power and increasing relations with Russia. Asia. In Myanmar, there has been a rise in fighting close to the border with Thailand, and Thai media has reported that over 1,000 Burmese civilians have crossed into Thailand to seek refuge. The Burmese military has been losing ground to a coalition of ethnic groups and pro-democracy groups that have been fighting the junta since it removed the democratically elected government in 2021. In China, there are extreme floods in the southeastern Guangdong province, and tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes. 4 deaths have been reported, and others are missing. In Japan, search and rescue operations continued yesterday after 2 Navy helicopters crashed into the sea during a training exercise on Sunday. 1 member of crew has been confirmed to have died, however, 7 more are still missing. The Defense Ministry has said that the helicopters may have crashed into each other. And also in Japan, recycled nappies are going on sale for the first time. Unicharm have said that for the first time, used nappies, or diapers, will be cleaned, sterilized, bleached, and deodorized, as they are turned into new nappies, which will appear exactly the same as non-recycled nappies. A big thank you to Artur in the UK and Erica in Slovakia for becoming our newest supporters. If you find this podcast valuable and you would like to have access to the transcripts of every episode and our weekly news quiz, then you can become a supporter at send7.org. We give 10% of profit to effective altruism charities. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.